I mean, how are you doing today?
Well, we, you know, we're doing this via video. So I can see Shay. She saw my fingers and now she's already mad at me. So how are you doing? Are you in a dark place right this second?
Well, to be clear, the day this episode airs, you and I are going to be on vacation together in Turks and Caicos. So I hope we're both doing really, really fantastic.
I hope the day we that it are airs. Too. I hope we are too. I have a really funny story and I'm jumping into it like right out of the gate.
Go for it.
Okay. So I think I've shared on here before this fall or winter, I got eczema on my hands for the first time ever. It was like terrible. And I kept going. Shay and I would go every 2 to 3 weeks to get our nails done. I kept going, getting them done. And finally I realized like this is probably making it worse because I'm dipping them into like acetone, right? To get them off. Anyway, long story short, the eczema is under control, but the cream that I used to get rid of the eczema now has made my hands like paper thin. Mm. Okay. Keep that in mind. So I haven't gone in several weeks to get my nails done. I've just like been letting them grow out. I've like removed them myself. I mean, my hands look terrible, but because we're in Turks, as you're listening, but prior to us leaving, I was like, oh, I'm going to go get a pedicure real quick. And I didn't tell Shay this. I thought she'd already gone. But anyway, so I go in to get my nails done and I'm like, my fingernails look absolutely terrible. So the lady's talking to me and I'm like, okay, what do you think? Do you have something different I can do? Like, what do you recommend? I'm showing them 2 or 3 different people come and look. And they say, well, why don't you try gel? Because you're not dipping them into an acetone or, you know, dipping them into something. Why don't we try something different and see if that doesn't help? Maybe that'll be just what you need. So sitting there, I'm like, okay, here we go. So I told the guy that started working on my nails, like my hands are so dry, like just do the best you can. Shay, he was on finger 3. And all of a sudden I was like, ah, it hurt. And do you remember that scene in Dumber and Dumber? Dumb and Dumber? What's the word? I can't even think
Dumb
of the
and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. When he's like, he eats something hot and he's squirting the ketchup and it's like flying up and he's trying to get his mouth. Okay. That, when I looked over, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much blood. And the poor guy, immediately he's like sweating.
There was blood? Where was the blood?
On my finger. He'd cut something, but it's like, I'm telling you, my skin is paper thin. So then it just kept bleeding. So then it made a blood outline like all around my nail, all the way around. Poor guy is sweating. I look up and this girl has just come in and she's like, I'm here for training. I kid you not. 20 seconds later, she's taking selfies of herself. In the nail salon, there for training. I'm thinking, what in the world is happening? My finger is still bleeding. Guy's still sweating, trying to help. And I'm saying, like, just do the best you can. Do the best you can. The training girl is taking selfies. And then this hilarious lady next to me, she's probably 60s, 65 maybe. She is asking why she gets those, you know, every once in a while when you take your, like, toenail polish off, do you ever see, like, ridges or lines on your nails? Okay. And the lady said, well, we recommend that every 2 weeks you repolish your nails, which that sounds extreme, right? Like I will go forever with the same polish on my toenails. 2 weeks.
I have so many thoughts. I'm going to wait till you're done because my brain is like going a million miles an hour.
Well, so this lady sitting next to me goes 2 weeks. She was like, I mean, this polish right now, it's from 6 weeks. I haven't had it repolished in 6 weeks. I'm thinking like, I totally understand.
Me too.
And the lady working there said, well, you don't have to come here every 2 weeks. But she was like, if you just repolish your own nails, that would help. And the lady goes, oh, honey, you think I can bend down there and paint my own toenails? That is the best compliment I've gotten all day. Needless to say, it was pure chaos. The whole time, I kid you not, the whole time he was working on my hands, that one nail just kept bleeding. So he was even like painting it and there's blood. I mean,
Erica.
I contemplated just removing myself, but at that point, like half had been painted, half hadn't, or hadn't. I considered telling him, like, let's just put a Band-Aid on that one. We're just gonna not polish that
one.
Oh,
anyway, how does it feel? Is it sore?
It doesn't
right now?
Hurt. No, it's totally fine now. But he said, he's like, I just cut it and it just kept going. And I'm like, yes, I am aware. It is okay. It was not your fault. It's a terrible hand situation. But when I say he was sweating, I'm not exaggerating. I'm sure he just kept thinking, like, how am I going to get this to stop?
Okay.
It was not stopping.
I clearly had no idea this conversation was going to happen, or I would have been like, Erica, stop. Take me to the nail salon with you because I'm going to go by myself tomorrow.
Well, but if you hear my story, I really wasn't planning on getting this done.
But wait, we're going to circle back. But okay. Let's go this way to circle back because I have questions about your experience. But yeah. I went to the dermatologist today. And as I was leaving, the esthetician that had, you know, done something on my face, she said, do you ever worry about your neck and chest and hands? And I said, girl, should I be worrying? And she was like, no. She was like, I think your neck and chest and hands look fine, but maybe, you know, moving forward in the future, when we treat your face, we should treat it all. And she said, when you look at your hands, because, you know, she's like 10 years younger than me. She's adorable. But she said, when you look at your hands, do you think that they look like other women your age? They look older. I said, oh, girl, I compare my hands to Erica. And right now I look like a hand model. That's what I told her. Like, listen. And she started laughing because she knows your hands. And she was like, are her hands still bothering her? And I was like, yeah, I have to go to the nail salon by myself. Her hands are still bothering her. Like, my hands compared to my friend's hands, my hands look great. Let's worry about my face, neck, and chest. But girl, my hands look real good.
I should put my hand, I'm not going to because they look terrible, but I should put my hands out there so everyone that's listening would compare them to mine and feel better about their hands.
The problem with your hands is you have gotten yourself in this like circle because you have eczema. So you're taking medicine to treat the eczema, but the medicine's making your hands paper thin, which is making your hands bleed, which is making blah, blah. It's like going round and round. It's like I need you to get off the ride, Erica.
I know. I hope somebody listening has a suggestion for what's going to help.
At this point, I think maybe we go back to just having eczema. The medicine is like not helping. I mean, maybe it's clearing up the eczema, but your finger is about to fall off. Like any day now.
I know. I think you guys, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
But here we are.
Okay. So I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm just going to say, I know somebody who had the white line like on her toenail polish. So my thing is like my toes are always polished. So if you take my polish off and there's like a white line, oh well, throw another coat on top.
Because you're in a color. Yeah, right.
It disappears. But I know somebody who had that and her, you know, nail salon place said it was like a sort of a fungus that you probably get from going to nail salons like we do. And that's what it was, that it was like a fungus. And so this person went to the podiatrist and they said, yes. But this is what they said. They said, soak your feet in Listerine and it makes it go away. And this person, I'm not going to say who, because I'm not sure she wants the world to know she has a foot fungus. Soaked her feet in Listerine and it went away.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that weird? Listen, and like a podiatrist said this. I don't know.
Right.
Listen, my thing is it could be black underneath there, but if you put polish on it, that's like nice, pretty pink or bright white, you can't tell.
Who cares about the lines?
So who cares?
I know.
I mean, I'm really sad I didn't go with you because it sounded super interesting. When I go tomorrow to get my nails done, it's going to be so boring and so long. I'm going to be so sad.
It was like a circus in there today. So sorry you missed it.
I did miss it. You know what? I'm so glad that we're on vacation together today when people are listening because
we're going from present tense to future. I love what we got going on.
We're going back and forth because you have been busier than normal. You're always a certain level of busy. And you're at the point now in your life where I'm like, hey, I'd like to talk to you. And you're like, yeah, no, sorry. See you on vacation.
We'll catch up on that podcast. That's what we do too.
That between the podcast and you had like, you know, 25 trips over the last week. I'm glad we're in Turks right now. I hope we're talking.
I'm sure we're catching up on everything. I can guarantee you right this minute, there is a book in my bag that I am so excited to read. And you, Tab, and Andrew are like, put that book down. Put that book down.
You're the being three so boring. Of you. Put the book down, Shay. Nobody wants to do that.
Shaming me. I can right now. Okay. If we would predict what we're doing right this second, we are sitting in chairs that I feel like Andrew has secured. We are drinking out of cups, Yetis, that Andrew has brought. Listening to music on a speaker Andrew has provided. Me, you, and Tab are probably like, I feel like we're laying there being like, Andrew, we really could use a refill. And I feel like he's probably hopping up to do that.
Yeah. And your Kindle is probably either you've got it in your hand and you're just not reading.
Yes.
Or it's tucked away in your bag. I don't know.
I know. I can tell you right now, present Shay is going to put like 4 new books on her Kindle for the trip. Future Shay, who is in Turks right this moment when this is airing, has not probably read it past the airplane.
Yeah. Or maybe at night when you're getting in bed or something.
I mean, I will be so tired. You know, we'll have such a good time. Why are we going, Erica? What is this Turks trip about?
We are celebrating my 40th birthday early. Yes. Yes. I'm so excited. I've talked to so many people who have been to so many different beaches and different, you know, spots. And over, I kept hearing like, this is my favorite. This is my favorite. And none of the 4 of us have been, which made it extra fun. Hopefully.
Yes.
As we're there right now. But so that's why I was like super pumped to pick that. And then my birthday's in August, but the beginning of August with school starting is just kind of a terrible time to try to get away. So that's why we chose, you know, I don't know, what day is it? April 30th?
Yes.
To celebrate.
To go celebrate. Yeah. We are so excited. I mean, we've been talking about our 40th birthday trips for about 10 years. And now we're on our last one.
I know. We're old now. We're all 40.
I know. I've already decided where I think Tab and I should go for our 50th. I will tell you in private. We'll have to start planning. Because, you know, Tab and I can kind of go together since our birthdays are close.
Yes.
And we went to Munich to celebrate our 40th. But I have a big idea for our 50th. So I'm really excited. I'm excited to go to Turks. Vacation-wise, just off the top of your head, since we're just kind of rambling about things, do you have a vacation that you went on that was your, I don't want to say least favorite, but you know, like not every vacation, like you're saying, we're hoping we're having fun. Like we're hoping we don't all have food poisoning or something like that right now. We're all sunburned.
Terrible. Yeah. You know?
Do you have one that sticks out as like maybe comically the hardest trip or anything like that you've had?
I can think of your story because that's absolutely terrible. Do you know what your story is?
The one when
growing
I was little?
Yes.
That one was terrible. That one was terrible.
Nothing that I have competes with that type of terrible situation.
No, they're not always perfect.
You should share that story because that's hysterical.
When I was, I don't know, I think it was maybe 12, we went skiing right before Christmas with 2 other families. It was 3 families. And I'll make it quick, but my dad is a State Farm agent, and one of his clients had a motorhome and said that we could borrow this motorhome and we could take it, drive it to New Mexico for the ski trip. So I don't know, there were like 14 of us going and we were so excited. My parents cleaned out the motorhome, stocked it with food, blah, blah, blah. So excited. Big day arrives. All of us get in it. We are 1 mile from my house and it breaks down on the side of the road. So here we are on the side of the road. This
terrible.
With this broken motorhome and all of these people, including, I don't know, out of it, 6 kids. 6 kids and 6 adults, so 12 people. And so then, you know, the dads are doing what dads have to do and they're scrambling and they rent 2 vans. So they rent 2 vans and we load up and then we make the drive to Red River, New Mexico. So we get there and we have a pretty great time. No big deal. It's a pretty good trip. Then we are going to drive back through the night when it's over and we stop to have dinner and then we're going to make the, I don't know, 10-hour drive back to Dallas. And one of the boys throws up and we're all like, ew, gross. Patrick threw up. Ooh, that's so gross. Okay. Fast forward a few hours later and everybody but 2. So 10 people are throwing up in a van. Like uncontrollably, 10
it is
people.
It's terrible. You can't stop.
My mom.
Who? Yes. It was who?
Every adult but my mom. So all the men that are driving are throwing up. Every child except for one child and every adult except my mom are throwing up. My dad was going so fast to try to get home. He gets pulled over. He rolls down the window. The police officer comes up, smells it, and is like, oh my gosh, keep going. Keep going. Because that's how bad it smelled. So then we get home after 10 hours of 10 people throwing up. But my favorite part of the story is the motor home that had broken down the side of the road. My dad had it towed to his office parking lot. And so then the next day, my dad, after this trip, goes back to work and he's sitting at his desk and he looks out in the parking lot and the motorhome is fully engulfed in flames, just on fire in the parking lot. The motorhome is,
what?
My dad says he just looks out in the parking lot and this motorhome that he borrowed from his client is just completely engulfed in flames. So my dad calls 911 and they put the motorhome out, and that's from beginning to end, it bookends the trip.
That story, I don't know that it can be topped. It's terrible.
It was terrible.
Because when you're on the verge of getting sick, if there are other people in the vehicle getting sick, that's too many people to stop. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could just keep going on, but you guys, everybody understands.
Yes. So, you know, I don't know, we're taking a hard right turn here, but last spring break, Eric and I, we love an oyster, but I did get food poisoning one night on oysters. And it's just such a humbling and terrible feeling when you are uncontrollably puking, especially when you're on a vacation, because you know, like, this day is costing me. I need to make the most of it. I cannot have food poisoning on this special day. So hopefully that's not happening right now. We're in Turks. We're having a good time. That
hopefully
is not happening.
Nothing similar to your Red River, New Mexico story is going down now. That's for sure.
In other news, I was listening to my favorite sports radio program and they were talking about a phobia. So I was going to ask you about it because I suffer from it a little bit and so does our friend Megan. And I was cracking up hearing them talk about it because I don't think if you don't suffer from it, you don't understand it. I don't think you suffer from it at all.
Okay.
But I fully understand this phobia. I looked it up to see if I could find the name. I couldn't find the name, but I have heard people talk about it. It is the fear. Are you ready?
Yes.
It is the fear of white food. Have you heard about this?
No. What do you mean?
Okay. I get this. I understand this. There are certain groups of people like me and Megan who can't eat white food. So, for instance, I don't like mayonnaise, right? But if you make it as like with sriracha and you put like you make it sort of a dip and now it's not white, I'll stick my Frito in there all day long. But white, I can't do it. Cottage cheese is white. I can't do it.
Eat cottage cheese?
No. Oh my gosh, no.
Okay.
No.
What about like, do you like, I don't like this because I think they need seasoning, but like egg whites?
I would prefer not. But see, I think you could season that enough. So a lot of like sour cream I like, but with things.
What about like a Greek things. Yogurt? Do you like that?
If you're going to throw some granola in there and some strawberries, I will eat it. But just plain by itself, I don't want it. Like, it's a phenomenon, people that can't eat white food. Now, I'm not like super hardcore because I will have vanilla ice cream. Like, I can go that way. But
or white rice.
Is
it just when it's like a liquid? Or you know how mayonnaise is like a... It's not like a rice where I could see where
it's a color thing. You know, I don't want to eat a blue food either.
I'm perplexed.
You haven't heard of this? Yes, they were talking about it. You know, Megan can't eat mayonnaise either. I will not eat mayonnaise. And, you know, if it's on my burger, I'm not going to eat my burger. But if I'm telling you, if you put some sriracha in there and like stir it up, so now it's not white, you slather that all over things. I'll dip my fry in it, but I'm not going to eat it white.
Do you like a mashed potato or is that different?
I think that's different, but you're on the right track. But blue food's a thing too. Like, okay, will you eat? I have a weird thing about colored foods. You know, like Easter, you take your hard-boiled egg and maybe you dye it purple, but you can still eat it, right?
Right.
I can't eat that. Would you eat that?
Totally. An egg? Yeah.
That's colored?
I could eat an egg that's a different color. Yeah, totally.
So
it's funny that you mentioned mayonnaise because today for lunch I had this like leftover salmon bowl thing that I'd made and the sauce like for dinner the night before. I squirted a bunch of mayonnaise in a bowl and then added sriracha to make like a spicy mayo as the sauce. But because it was just me eating leftovers, I just went and put some mayonnaise on top and then did sriracha. I mean, I mixed it all up eventually, but probably even that visual would have been a difficult one for you to see.
Even the jar of mayonnaise is difficult for me. I don't even like looking at it or sticking the knife in there. It weirds me out. Mm. I'm not a fan.
No, I don't have that fear. I don't like heights, but that's a little bit more normal.
I don't love a height.
I said normal, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yes. I don't like claustrophobia. I think that would be my number one phobia is like, I don't like that.
Really?
Yeah. And that's why I don't wear socks. It makes me claustrophobic. I'm just being myself. It does.
Socks does not to me equal confined spaces because your foot is still in your shoe.
With a sock, it's like a straight jacket, and then you stick it in a shoe. My cozy sock around the house, that's different, but like a sock on a foot in a boot. Oh my gosh,
too much.
But on the flip side, you put my bare foot in a Hunter Welly boot. Talk about claustrophobia because you cannot get a barefoot out of a Welly. You can't. Like, it is like almost, I'm going to have to call 911 and have a fireman.
Like a leather pant on a sweaty day.
It really is.
Reverse.
It's terrible. It will break me out into like cold sweats if I try to do that. A welly is hard for me because I don't want to wear a sock, nor do I know better than to stick my foot in there. Like, it's a no exit situation. Oh, look, somebody's at Erica's house. Who's there?
Hab Slaughter, I'm sorry. We're on air. This is important. You can only imagine the look he just gave me.
Oh, my gosh.
You know something else I just saw?
Tell me.
This, I don't think the reunion's happened yet, so I feel like we can still talk about it for another, like, 2 weeks. I saw where Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live said that I'm going to quote it. Hold on 1 second.
Oh,
my face is about to go away. Andy Cohen was less than impressed. He called Howie Mandel, you know how he gives somebody the jackhole of the day?
Yes.
He gave Howie Mandel the jackhole and said, apparently he didn't know what he was getting himself into with this interview of Tom Sandoval today, because it seems like maybe he didn't do his homework. And he admitted to being annoyed. I'm saying all that to say, clearly, Andy Cohen and I are seeing eye to eye. That's
okay.
All.
I watched that Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, okay.
Somehow I have it on my DVR now. And so Andrew and I, well, it's like good background stuff. Here's my takeaway. My takeaway is Andy's mad that somebody, not him, got the first like really big interview with Tom.
Well, I did
that would
hear
be
that.
My
I
takeaway.
Heard that on that, like all those Bravo people, like when you're doing an interview, you're supposed to let them know.
Yeah.
And he didn't. So.
Well, I think we all know Tom Sandoval is not good with being committed to relationships. Ariana.
Bravo.
Andy Cohen and Bravo. Hey, speaking of Andy Cohen, on Watch What Happens Live the other day, he had Lindsay from Summer House on. Are you caught up on Summer House?
Yes, I am.
I am very excited about that reunion because he very much seemed to be Team Lindsay, which I, based on what I'm seeing on TV, I feel very much Team Lindsay too. I feel like Danielle needs to take a breath because I think that it's okay that Lindsay and Carl, they're in their mid-30s, are moving quickly.
I fully don't even understand what the situation is, but I think what's happening is it used to be the three of them and they were all kind of like equal friends and Danielle's just feeling left out because now they're in an actual relationship. So of course they're leaving Danielle out of that, right?
And I think if Robert were fulfilling more that she needs, which they've broken up now, but I feel like Robert is working. Yes,
oh,
they broke
up. I didn't
know
that.
Yes, right. I think that Robert's never there. Robert's always busy working.
Yeah.
Robert's not at the summer house with them. Robert wants her to be in Montauk, but all her friends are back in New York City, but yet he's not with her in Montauk because he's working. I feel like she's got they broke up. So some Robert issues.
Yeah.
Andy seemed very on Watch What Happens Live. It was Lindsay and Sam. And then Carl and what's his name? Corey were in the audience. So we kind of talked to them too.
Okay.
And he just seemed very much like, I can't wait for the reunion. I have questions for Danielle because I don't understand. Like Andy was like, I don't understand.
I can get behind her saying like, I don't feel like you're being a good friend. Like check in, like you're so excited yes. about your relationship. I can totally see how that could happen. So yeah, Lindsay needs to check in. The part that is never going to make sense though is like, you're always going to feel excluded now because they're in a relationship. Yes. So, I mean, look at me, yes. peacemaker. I see both sides.
Yeah. I also, you know, we should revisit Enneagram. It's not a new book. It's one that's been sitting on my bedside table for a while, but it's like,
don't bring it to terms. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not reading it right now. Because we know that. I also think I understand. I got married when I was 22. I have no idea what it's like to date in your 30s or to date in 2023. But I think that if I had had a friend for 7 years and I'm 35 and really, really, really want to have kids and talk about it a lot, and my friend of 7 years wants to marry me and I'm in love, yeah, I don't know that I have to date for a long time to do that. I didn't date Andrew for a long time before I married him. I know you didn't date Tab either for a long time.
Yeah, I think it's actually a better option that you're getting engaged to somebody that you've known for a really long time versus dating somebody in like the natural world and then getting engaged quickly.
Yeah.
I think it makes more sense.
I do too. I'm excited for that reunion, for Vanderpump reunion, for Jersey reunion.
Yeah. Give me a lot of TV to watch.
We do. TV and then shows. What am I watching now? Oh, my mom even called and she said, you're watching Love is Blind, right? I heard on your podcast. You're going to keep watching that.
She's like, been texting me about it. She and I are seeing eye to eye. Sherry and I, we get it.
Oh, there's so much TV to watch and no time because I'm in Turks right now.
I know. And we're definitely not watching TV or reading a book.
No, no. We're just sitting back and letting Andrew pull stuff out of his bag that we need. Really happy about that.
I'll never forget that time for Tab's, like it was actually his 40th birthday and you guys took us to Nantucket to like show us what it was all about. And you guys, when Andrew opened up, when he opened up silverware, I'm like, where do you even get this? You know? I mean, I didn't know. He had some sort of portable table that unfolded to become a table. I don't know. It was different than how Tab and I are typically traveling. It was very nice.
I fully expect that service to be brought to us in Turks as well. You know, yeah,
if he whips something like that out of his bag, we'll take a picture.
Only the best for your birthday, Erica. Only the best.
Okay. Do we have any random reader questions or listener questions?
We have one. And it's actually perfect for what we talked about earlier today.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Okay. The random reader question or listener, I need to say listener. The random listener question is, if you could poof, magically get one beauty treatment done without having to wait, for instance, spray tan, false lashes, nails, hair, like one thing, like just done. You didn't have to maintain it. You just always had it. Which one would you pick?
So it needs to be something that you continuously get finished or get done, not like a chin lift. I feel like that would be appropriate.
We are always circling right back to that chin.
Because of the angle of this video that I'm looking at, it is absolutely terrible for my chin views.
If you are a chin surgeon out there listening to the Bestie Breakdown today and would like to sponsor us by giving us free chin lifts.
Or an eczema company, because I can help you out with that too. I am trying to think. I mean, hair takes the longest, but I don't mind it. I guess I would probably say nails because it happens more frequently.
I like nails. I've never had false eyelashes, you know, like the extensions, but I've always wanted it. But the downtime of laying there, my claustrophobia and my anxiety about not being busy, between those two things,
I'd have. You and the dentist, if you guys have trouble, you would never survive.
I feel like lashes, people that I know that have them, they look so amazing. Maybe, but I also really would enjoy to just be tan all the time. Like spray tan. Like that would be so nice to walk around always with a little glow that I didn't have to apply or get tanned on. I've never. I'm gonna go with the tan because I've never had lashes. Maybe I would hate them, but I'm gonna go with the tan.
You would. You would. I mean, you would hate the downtime, but if you don't have the downtime, you should really pick lashes. I mean, I feel like I know that when somebody else does my tan, that it looks better because it's even, right? But I feel like when I do it, it looks pretty good.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let's. I like to get a spray tan this time of year. I don't get one other than like March, April. I don't.
Or an event. Bother. If I have like an event, I'll get one, but that's kind of it.
Yeah. Like in October, I don't need a spray tan. And in July, I have a regular tan. So, you know, there's like a small window, but I think that kind of makes it awkward because it's a small window. It's not like a regular standing thing. So it's kind of like who, when I show up, like, it's,
whoa,
it's like, well, it's also like whoever is standing there. Hi. Nice. Like I told you. Oh my gosh. I already told Erica this story. You guys, I went to get a spray tan before we went to the Dominican Republic and she was precious as can be. So sweet. But after I was completely naked, she goes, I read your blog every day. And I was like, hi, I'm Shay. Here are my boobs. That's what I said because I'm like, you're looking at me like this is, I mean, I'm so glad you told me. Thank you for reading my blog. But like, I'm naked. It's so awkward because we don't have like regular people because we don't do it regularly. So then it's kind of like you show up and strangers are doing it to you.
You had underwear on, right?
I had a thong on, but I feel like okay. Still.
I know. When you said naked, I got a little bit more nervous.
Well, it's just one of those things. We need to learn how to do it ourselves. Like you could come spray me and I could spray you.
Yeah, I tried that once. Do you remember?
You did it.
There was
to
no
tab
for me
tab,
to score the machine, and I felt like it took too much time to even get it out. That I was like, oh, forget about it. I think
bring
I have
it
a question
over here. I'll find a place bring for it.
Yeah, you've got all those closets.
I'll find a place.
Okay, if you could only wear one piece of makeup, one article of makeup, what would you choose and why?
I'm going to go with mascara.
What were you contemplating? Mascara and lips?
I was because I think they both can take like no makeup and you could just put that on it. It gives you something. I'm not going to say foundation. Yeah, I feel like
without the rest, it looks like meh.
Now, I'm not going to say blush. No.
No.
Is that what you were going back and forth between those?
Yeah, those two. Mascara or lips?
You know, they both just kind of wake you up if you have nothing else on your face.
Yeah. Okay, I'll say
those
lips.
Would be
maybe
my two.
I can borrow your mascara.
Okay, that'd be great. I feel like we should get back to our vacation now.
Yeah, totally. We should.
Hey, you know what? Right now on the beach, do you think if we said, hey, boys, do you want to listen to our podcast that came out today? Do you think either one of them would be interested in listening?
I think Andrew might.
What about Tab?
Would be like, you guys have a podcast? What's it about?
I was just going to say Tab would go, what podcast?
That's what he would say. You have a podcast?
Tab doesn't bother himself with
What's
piddly details.
What's it about, girls? Maybe we should listen. No,
we
I'm
should
giving him
listen
a hard time.
Right now, just so that he can hear us talk about him.
Yeah. He's got to listen to all the way to the end, too. Okay, this has been fun.
Okay, because we are on vacation, this is our only podcast episode for the week, correct?
Yeah, we'll see you back here next week.
We
Sound
hope.
Good?
Right? We're going to
have
y'all
tan. As long
as
we didn't get food poisoning from our trip or something crazy,
yes.
We'll be tan. Shay will be reading once we return.
We will see you back here next week. Thank you guys for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl.
It's executive produced by John Reinhardt at Free Dreams Studio, and our associate producer is Jane Lemoyne.
We love emails.
Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com.
I just want to celebrate. It's a